What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Do you know what Cream Fiend is?
They sell Nangs, nitrous oxide canisters for making...
Cakes.
Yeah, but yeah. They'll deliver them to you any time of day, night. Cream Fiend.
Oh, fucking recordings. Love it.
Yep, fucking Bobby's didn't get recorded last...
Got recorded just fucking...
3 weeks ago now.
Yeah, it's been a bit.
Yeah.
Having a break.
Yep. Thanks for looking after me house.
That's all right.
You're the man of my house now.
I am, fuck yeah. Did all the fucking manly hard work.
Chores. Fixed my back step for me.
Yeah, mate.
Cleaned up the back carport.
Yep, doing all your chores for you.
Yeah. You just really go fuck me wife while you're at it.
Yeah, all right. All right, I'll get on to that. That's the next job.
We just spent fucking 2 weeks in a tent together.
Oh, yeah?
So,
was it fucking intense?
No.
No fucking in the tents?
My sister-in-law and her kid were like a meter away from us. So
assert your dominance. That'd be Nat, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
let her know how you fuck.
Quickly.
Yeah. Just
30 seconds
of... You wouldn't have kept her awake
long. No, that's right. She wouldn't have even believed that we were fucking. It's like, oh, maybe he's just rigorously scratching his legs or something.
Are they fucking or can he just not get comfortable?
Yeah. Followed by quiet sobbing.
Oh, shit.
It was good. The fucking tent, like, camping's retarded, though. Like, you spend all this money just to go live in a shittier house than the one you're living.
Yeah.
Like, it was not comfortable. Like, every morning I wake up, my back was fucked.
That's because you're fat.
Yeah.
Like, normal people don't really have that problem.
Yeah.
And you're not used to it. Like, well, Japanese people sleep on fucking hardwood.
No, I would have been more comfortable on the floor.
Oh. You should have moved onto the floor.
I should have, but Tanya couldn't sleep on the floor.
Oh, well, you weren't fucking anyway. Blanket. Oh, one blanket.
Yeah.
It wasn't that cold, was it?
No, it was fucking perfect. Right. It was perfect weather, actually. Went, like, fishing a bunch, caught a heap of fish.
Yeah, caught some fish.
Yeah, didn't eat any of them. Last day I was there, I was...
Just catch and release.
Well, yeah, well, I went snorkeling, and I was like, I saw whiting as thick and as long as my arm.
Yeah.
Which is like an average sized arm, I guess. But I was like, holy fuck. So I was super keen, got out there, caught a decent sized brim. And then the next two like big bites I got, like one of them started like spooling me.
Mm.
Like, zoo, zoo. And then it just spat the hook.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, that's fucking awesome. And then another one just bit my line clean off.
Fuck yeah, fishing stories.
Yeah.
Those are exciting.
Yeah.
That's what the people want.
So what did you do for the last fucking 3 weeks?
I've worked.
Yeah.
3 weeks. It's been a week.
Yeah.
And it felt like three to you because you didn't have your computer.
I've been playing Zelda, man. I nearly finished it.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I just fucking worked, man.
Yeah.
Here, around the house.
Yeah.
Doing the chores and my actual job. It's been fucking hot.
Oh, yeah.
It's been shit. Fucking great start to the new year.
Yeah.
But I'm getting that money because I'm going away to Japan on the 1st of Feb.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Day before my birthday.
Fuck yeah. It's just the 2nd of Feb.
Yep.
I thought it was like fucking 20-something. Anyway, yeah, I think that might be my dad's.
See if you can do some comedy over in Japan. I wonder if there's any open mics.
Just do like a racist Asian voice. You're like that dog. I'm like the dog for you.
You're fucking with your microphone. You can't just do a podcast and not happened? Fuck with the shit.
I was gonna show you my junk.
Ethan's just here like fucking man spreading towards me. With
get
the
a
whole
of that.
Stand. Because we need the pop filter.
We do need the pop filter. This is a professional podcast. When I record it.
Yeah.
Like I saw you posted on Lauren. Loz Budden was like, oh, talking about the podcast next year. And you're like, yeah, just ask if you need any help. I was going to be a smart cunt. But yeah, if you ever need your laptop mic recorded, just fucking... if you ever need someone to come in and steamroll a conversation...
It was more along the lines of she wanted to borrow our gear, but yeah.
You should have said that. You ever want any help?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
With this fucking professional gig. I hope everyone enjoyed last week's podcast.
Last week's podcast.
I haven't even checked if those other episodes uploaded properly either.
I think the ones... Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah.
They go up. You're like one or two behind, which is good for you.
Yeah.
That's not bad. It's better than seven. Back to the real world now.
Yeah.
Back to reality.
Back to fucking work. I just can't wait to find out what I've like fucked up just before I've gone on leave.
Oh, yeah.
Just get back to a shit fight where they're like, oh, you fuck this and you fuck that. Yeah, well, that's what I do. I just fuck things. You'll they get used to it.
They call me Mitchell Dickfingers.
Yes.
I fuck everything I touch.
Yeah. So, another fucking... Do we know when this Raw thing's happening? Have you heard anything about it?
Yeah, I got my confirmation email.
Oh, did you?
You would know this if you ever checked any of your shit.
Yeah.
Ever.
When are you doing it?
The Newcastle one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever it's on.
There's multiple nights.
No, there's only one in Newcastle.
Oh, is there?
There's multiple in Sydney.
Yeah. I'll check my email.
No, that'd be a start.
Real-time strategy games with you.
Yeah, just read off every email that you've got. So that people know where you're at.
Open though, I don't remember. But,
what do you got? You got a confirmation? You know you can search your inbox.
Yeah. No, I've got ADD. I saw some Strata shit, and I'm like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
Fucking Raw.
I reckon Tanya's upstairs finger bashing herself. She hasn't been late in a week.
They said we'll contact you. It's probably gone to fucking.
Your spam box, mate.
Yeah.
Just show up on the night.
Junk. Oh, yep. Heater signed. There we go. Found in junk mail.
He's in. He's in the heat.
Yep.
You're going to go far.
Ooh. Guess what time I got?
3 p.m.
8 p.m., motherfucker.
Yeah. I didn't even check my time.
Didn't you?
No. It's ages away. When is it?
21st of February. Are you even going to be in the country?
Yeah. So my plan to really kill Raw this year. Mm-hmm. Is to go snowboarding for 2 weeks before it in preparation and not do any comedy.
Perfect.
Yeah, so I'll be ready to go.
What are you going to miss, like two gigs?
Actually, this worked out pretty good in Newcastle. Mm. After the holidays, I hadn't done any comedy for a few weeks. And then I was like actually sort of excited to do the jokes again.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking actually went all right at the Crown and Anchor last Tuesday, which is...
Oh, was it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you went there for it, but it was a fucking slaughterhouse.
Was it?
It was bad. Like, Paul McMahon, great comedian, fucking way more experienced than us. He was not doing well MCing.
Oh, really?
He was hating life. He's like, this is shit. He's like, I just did like gigs up around Queensland and shit. It was great.
Yeah.
And I come back to vomit this shit. Yeah, the Crown and Anchor. So good. Not besmirching his name. He's a fucking great comedian.
Oh, man. He was like show of the night at Eddie's.
That's what I said to him. I'm like, dude, at the fucking Stag and Hunter the other week, you fucking murdered.
Yeah.
And they just didn't want to listen. Like, they were just not having it.
Mm.
It was fucked. It was a truly fucked gig. It was bad. And I went up there expecting to bomb. Like, yeah. I'm going down with everyone else. Somehow, I just fucking lube myself up enough to just slip through.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck happened there.
You record it?
I think Shaz might have.
Hope so. I'd like to watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be all right.
Mark Beattie, he can defend himself when he comes on the pod next, but he fucking forgot his joke right at the end. His closer.
The Uber
forgot that like right at a very pertinent moment.
Oh no.
So yeah, we'll talk about that when he comes on.
Yeah.
There's a little cliffhanger for the listener.
Yeah.
Fuck him though. Every time I go out kite surfing with him something bad happens, so
yeah.
Karma.
Might as well. Run us through what happened to your kite. Have you got that fixed yet?
No, I don't think it's fixable.
Yeah.
It's fucking shredded. Like you could, but I don't think it'd fly very well. It's got a lot of tears in it. And then I think it just wouldn't be very aerodynamic.
Or float.
No, it'll float. It'll still fly. It probably just wouldn't fly very straight. Like, you'd have to always be trying to fight against it.
So. Kind of like you. You don't fly real straight.
Nah. Just fucking bit sideways.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah,
got me.
You got to fucking chewhorn them in, mate.
Yeah.
Keep the listeners engaged, you know.
Take score. You get one.
one versus the six you've got on me so far, I reckon, since I walked through the door.
Yeah, well, I've got a lot of pent-up hatred for you after sweeping your fucking back area. I got a blister in my hand, like, in the fucking corner there from sweeping, because you don't have a man's broom. You've only got little fucking shitty house brooms. I'm like, why doesn't he have an outdoor broom?
So, I don't know why either.
So I might buy you one for your birthday.
That'd be fucking sick. Thanks, fucking, man.
A fully sick broom that you'll never fucking use.
I kept that back area pretty clean, and then I just let it go.
Yeah.
And I was just like, ah.
It's already starting to go. You got some rocks to sweep up in the corner.
Yeah, fucking.
Fucking dogs.
It's Kojak just sprints, and then like a meter back stops.
Yeah. So the kite, we did a downwinder, which is like, you take two cars, we park one downwind, then we head upwind in the other car. We kite surf back to that car that we left, and then we drive it to the car that we took off from. So it was from Redhead to Blacksmiths, and it took us...
That's a good, like, 20K.
Yeah. We were on the water for, like, 2 or 3 hours, I think. Yeah. It felt like a fucking long time. My legs were, just shot by the end of it. I was fucked.
Yeah.
And lucky it didn't happen, like, halfway along the beach, because I don't know what the fuck. Maybe I would have just had to grab onto Mark's legs and just have him drag me. Just like the Titanic. We would have just hung onto his little board.
Yeah. Maybe he could double together. Like, you grab onto his waist and just, like, I don't know, somehow, like, put your feet on his board.
Just give him an erection and use his cock as a rudder.
Yous are both pretty light. Yeah. So.
No, we would have been... I reckon he could have body dragged us both back.
Yeah.
It would have just taken a long fucking time. But we had wetsuits on. It would have been fine. Just shark bait. Just dragging through the water.
Yeah, fuck it.
But yeah, when I got to Blacksmiths, I was just so wrecked.
Mm.
And Mark's a fucking good kite surfer. And, like, the ocean just spat him out at the end. He was done. Like, he didn't land gracefully on the beach or anything. He just sort of... Pff, and he went. And I was turning to come in, and this giant fucking wave took me out and, like, dumped me and rolled me in the surf. And, like, I'm just getting thrashed about. And I was worried about getting, like, tangled up in my kite lines. And then my kite crashed into the surf. And that huge wave just fucking grabbed it and took it and yanked me under the water. Yeah. And I, like, came up trying to get my bearings. I'm like, oh, my kite's down. Like, that's fucking bad because it's big surf and it's in the shore break. And then another huge wave took my kite again. I'm still attached. And I was, like, going to pull the safety, but there was, like, people on the beach, and I was like, oh, I don't know if my kite's going to take off and smash into them, so I won't yank it. I should have just yanked it. Fuck them.
Yeah.
But, that second wave that yanked it dragged me under, but it, like, ripped my kite to shreds.
Yeah.
So, $500 down the drain.
Which is cheap for a kite. Is cheap for a kite. You'd be fucking spewing if you spent a couple of grand.
But the Jew prevailed, because get this... Fucking 2 or 3, a couple of days later, probably a week later, someone posts up in the Newcastle kite surfing group, like, oh, I'm just giving this kite away. Like,
oh,
it's got
really?
A tear in it, but it's a 9 meter kite, and it's like, mine's like torn all horizontally across the bladder, and this one's torn vertically, so I can get that repaired like for like $100.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So, new kite, well, not a new kite, but secondhand kite for $100.
Yeah.
And it came with a bar and lines. And a harness, so I can take two people out kite surfing now.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
If I ever took up kite surfing.
Yeah, mate. We'll get you going. You can do it on the water this time instead of getting your face smashed through the sand.
Yeah.
Look at Southwest Rocks. Fuck, that was funny.
It was.
It was so good.
Let go. No.
I got this.
Well, it wasn't even that. I didn't have time to think, even. It was just like...
The one thing you don't do is pull the bar in. Just let go.
Like, I started losing it, and I'm running along with it, and because it's pulling harder, like, it's, like, going faster and faster, and then it just fucking dumped me hard.
Yeah. That was only the 7, too. The 9 meter's a lot stronger. You can get, like, 21 meter squared kites that psychos, like, take up into the snow mountains and, like, go snowboarding with a kite, and they, like, fucking fly, like, hundreds of meters through the air with them. It's fucking insane. I want to do that shit. Probably shouldn't do that shit. I'll probably kill myself.
Yeah, that's like the videos you see of people on the beaches where they'll just like jump and then just float.
Yeah, yeah. That's what Mark does. He fucking jumps up in the air and shit.
Yeah.
And floats back down. Like fucking like 6 meters up into the air.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck, cunt?
If you, like, it's something that went wrong. It's fucking wrecky.
It does go wrong. He's got a video of it going wrong. It's fucking great. Get him to send it to you. It's hilarious. Yeah, okay. He gets smashed.
Get him to chuck it in our little chat group.
Do you get through your 20?
No. No? Fuck, we should spark up now. Oh, you got a drive, don't you?
Yeah. I'm heading back. I've got to play that Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Fucking keen.
Can't do that stoned.
Well, I can. I can drive stoned too. I just choose not to anymore.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Yeah. I'm a safer driver when I'm stoned. I'm just more paranoid.
Mm.
Like every little bump, I feel like I've ran something over.
Yeah.
And that ute is super stiff in the suspension, so I'll just feel like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm driving on just fucking wildlife.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Fuck.
Did you have any of it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Like, I didn't want to get fucking blazed in front of toddlers.
They're the best to get blazed in front of. Because you don't give a fuck about them.
Tanya and I, like, walked off to go smoke some. Like, all their family, they must have got awkward about it. And just everyone went to bed and just got back on. Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Pussies.
Yeah. That's super
Maybe
weird.
They got awkward because you didn't offer them any.
No, I was offering.
Wow.
Brother, and we forgot it the first few days that we were up there.
Yeah.
So no one else could partake because they have jobs.
Oh, yeah, they get drug tested.
Yeah, where they get drug tested.
Yep. That's fucking shit.
Mm.
I never want to work in a job where I can't do that. Not that I even do it anymore, but like just having a job like that, like we're going to fucking test you.
You would have been fucked in Sydney.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I was smoking every day.
Yeah.
But like when you're not under the influence, like I know when I'm fucking stoned and when I shouldn't drive.
Mm.
Same as I know I'm drunk and I shouldn't drive. But like if you drink a shitload and you go to work like the next day, yeah, you can still be over the limit. You can still get done for that. But like it's different with weed, I guess. It's like lasts a lot longer in your system.
Yeah.
Like it can be like 3 or 4 days later and you're still getting done for it. Like if you drank, like I'd be dead by the time that had happened. The amount of alcohol I'd have to have it in my system 3 or 4 days later. So it's just dumb that you can get fucking done for that. I reckon there's got to be a better way to test for it rather than just be like, oh, you've smoked weed in the past fucking month and it's in your piss. So now you're fired. It's like, fucking, I'm not even high.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. Now I need to get high to deal with this shit that you're fucking doing to me. You assholes.
What are mouth swabs?
They're a lot more accurate, I think.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
They're pretty inaccurate, I should say. Because I've heard, like, vinegar can fuck with it. So, like, I've got mates that just drive around with, like, a bottle of vinegar in their
just
car.
Just drink vinegar.
Yeah, and they just fucking swish it in their mouth if they get pulled up. Apparently that throws it off. Because I know people that have, like, oh, my mate Josh, like, got stoned before he went to fucking jiu-jitsu one time.
Yeah.
And he got pulled up on his drive there. Like, he had a cone 15 minutes beforehand and he did the vinegar swish. I don't know if it's fucking true. Or not.
Yeah.
Don't take my advice as fucking gospel.
You can probably buy swabs. Let me quickly Google it. I've got fucking technology.
Oh, your old test kit things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like mouth.
Reminds me of that joke. I want to do that joke. Buy your own fucking test kits.
Mm.
Stop relying on the fucking government to make up their mind about pill testing.
Can you buy your own test kits?
Yeah, fucking oath you can.
Yeah.
All these people, oh, it saves lives. Well, save your own fucking life, you dick. It's your life.
It's going to ruin one of my jokes.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to do it, to ruin your joke. Yeah. No, I've been sitting on this premise for fucking ages. I'm just lazy to write on it, not turning it into a joke. Because it's so true. It's like, oh, it'll save lives. And my other point is that, like, it worked in Europe because European people aren't as retarded as Australian people.
Yeah.
Like, they're not putting 10 pills in their asshole before a fucking festival. Well, they probably are. But, like, I don't think testing the pills is going to save you if you're going to fucking put 10 of them in your asshole. Those people were going to die anyway.
Yeah.
Is my point.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think we've spoken about it on the podcast before. It's like, don't go into a mosh pit.
On MDMA.
Not have anything to drink all day.
Yeah.
And fry your fucking brain.
Yeah. Like, well, it's not even your brain at that point. It's just your body.
Yeah.
So you haven't had enough water.
Yeah, you or can too buy, much water. You can buy saliva drug testing kits for THC.
Yeah.
It's lab spec, so.
Oh, well, let's do that for fun. What throws it off? We'll put some information out there for the people.
Yeah, fuck, that is a great idea.
Yeah.
We just get fucking stoned.
Yeah.
And then...
And then we'll see if cum throws off the swab test. You first, not me.
That is great.
I think we're onto something here.
Yeah. That is a fucking great way to get your dick sucked. Anyone listening?
Especially if it works out. And you're just getting a lift from a chick and she's stoned. You're like, I know a way.
Yeah.
Trust me on this.
Yeah. It'd be
beautiful for you too because you come real fast.
Yeah, like it wouldn't be that bad for her. Like, it's three minutes for yourself.
Like, you just fucking eat your own cum if you get fucking pulled up.
And that was the way I found out that cum doesn't stop THC drug tests. Yeah.
And also that masturbating while driving is a punishable offence.
The cop walks up to your window, you're just jerking off. You have to give me another minute. Maybe try calling me daddy or something, I don't know.
Can you put a finger in my ass? It really helps. Yeah. We'll be both out of here a lot quicker.
You got Tanya fucking giggling in the background now.
Yeah, good to have an audience.
Yeah, a live audience. So fucking sweaty and gross at the moment. Didn't shower this morning because we just had to pack up.
At the moment.
I didn't have a shower this morning. Time. Sorry.
Yeah. Neither did Shaz. And I fucked her last night on that couch that you're sitting on too.
Oh, really?
There's fap of the week for you. You're sitting in my jizz as we speak.
You fucking better not have come on my lounge.
I didn't come on your lounge.
Technically, pretty, it was Shaz's sure. cum.
Well, it's coming out of done. Her, so...
Yeah. Cream pied Shaz on my lounge.
I did. That's my fap of the week.
You're going to go home and then forget something, walk back through the front door, and you're just going to see my face mushed into the lounge. Just to be a creep.
Just ask me and I'll just shoot a fucking fresh one right on your face before I leave. I don't care.
I like them old and crusty. Fuck, man. You should have seen some of the, like, just the
12-year-olds. Tits. Yeah.
Not the 12-year-olds. Oh. Just the Tanya saw a fucking mad milk truck yesterday. She's a local from around here.
Yeah.
One of the dance studio ladies.
From here? Yeah. She was at Southwest Rocks? Fuck yeah.
She's like, check out that milk truck. I was like, ooh. I like milk. I was actually looking for a milk truck. She's like, no, the lady with the big titties. I was like, ah.
You wanted a Dare Ice coffee?
Yeah.
You faggot.
It's fucking pretty good. I was after a chalky oak. Man, there's a fucking...
Strawberry all the way. I'm a strawberry man.
At the campsite we're at, there's like a mobile baker who sells like bread and like sweet stuff. It's like, can't fucking sell hot pies and chalky oaks.
Yeah.
It's what we want from a bakery.
Yeah. What kind of bakery doesn't have a pie? Yeah. It's fucked.
I guess they'd have to, like, have a fucking warmer.
Yeah.
But still.
There's a two-story pie shop in Dubbo. I think I've told that story before.
I don't remember.
They're all fucking bunch of cunts tripping on acid that drove out there to buy a pie.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I have told that one. But yeah, that's what you want. Like, a bakery without a pie is fucked.
Yeah.
Or at least a sausage roll at the bare minimum.
Yeah.
But you got to have sauce for that.
Yeah, look, man, I'm a savage. I'll eat them dry.
Yeah, I know you will.
I don't give a fuck.
You're all about going in dry, aren't you?
Yeah, mate.
Just spit on it.
Just fucking spit on it.
I'll just spit on my sausage rolls before I eat them. That's enough lube for me. And then I put them in my ass.
Maybe there's a bit there.
I like how that's where you go for a bit.
Yeah. Fucking, I don't give a fuck. Oh, yeah. My sausage roll's dry.
Yeah.
Just fucking spit on it before I chew it. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people like to debate where the sauce should go in the fridge or the cupboard, but I just spit on my sausage rolls. I don't need sauce.
None of that fancy stuff, as Luke would say. None of that sauce.
Fancy sauce. I hate your cat, by the way.
Yeah.
He's a fucking cunt.
He didn't come back for us, did he?
No. Because he's a fucking cunt. This is what I mean. You've been away for a week. The dogs are like, oh, fuck yeah, he's at home.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, he's at home. The cat's just like out there killing native wildlife, which he did, by the way, while you were away.
Oh, he got something?
Yeah, and I was fucking sitting there like on the computer, and I'm like, someone fucking fertilized their lawn. It was like one of those 40 degree days. It was like super hot. And I'm like, something smells like fucking shit out there. And it kept wafting in. I'm like, what the fuck is it? Couldn't tell. And then, like, after a day or two baking in the sun, I find it down beside Tanya's car. Just this fucking dead bird.
What sort of bird was it?
I don't fucking know. It, like, had barely any head left. It'd all been eaten by ants and shit. It was fucked. It was a dead bird.
Yeah. Nah, fair enough.
He didn't even eat the cunt.
No, he just kills them.
Yeah.
Left it outside Tanya's car so she'd find it. Yeah. It was a gift for her.
Yeah. I didn't throw it out. I just left it there for nature to take its course. Shaz must have thrown it out.
Fucking Shaz.
She put your bin out too. That was pretty good.
That was nice of her.
Mm.
Oh, Shaz can be alright sometimes.
Yeah, she goes alright sometimes.
She be alright sometimes.
Look at you, little bit of Shaz.
Well, she's not leaving fucking stains on me lounge.
She started it.
Start calling her the stain.
The snail. You'll have to salt her like Gale.
When she starts doing something I don't like, I'm just going to throw a handful of salt at her.
Straight out of the shaker. Snail.
Oh, man. The only thing that would make that bit better is if she actually turned inside out.
Well, I turned her inside out last night. No, she's been good. She's been house sitting for you because I haven't fucking been here.
Fucking using our pets as free advertising.
Has she?
Mm.
I didn't know about that.
She's a pet minder. Yeah, she can fucking sponsor our podcast.
Shaz's Pet Minder.
Mind What Matters is what it's called.
Yeah.
There you go. Shout out if you need your pets looked after and your lounge is fucked on.
Mm.
Mind What Matters. Check it out on Facebook.
Mind what matters, but don't mind certain stains that we leave behind.
Yeah.
Mind what matters. That doesn't matter. Fuck off. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Fuck. Best advertisement should be you just fixing my whole backyard. Just doing all my man stuff.
I barely did, like, any work. It was, like, an hour of sweeping.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm not saying that it was hard work.
No. Nah.
It was just work that needed to be done.
Yeah.
And it didn't get done because I'm lazy.
Yeah. That was just a fucking nightmare out there, and I was sick of walking through it every time I had to feed the dogs. I was just walking through.
I bet the dogs were sick of walking through it and having to eat it too, because
it gets in their bowls and shit. So this is fucked up.
There wasn't even them that made that mess. It was our friend's dog.
Oh, was it? Oh, he tore the beds apart.
Yeah.
Oh, what a cunt! Well, she should have been here sweeping, or Ross should have been.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. We saw them while we were on holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Come out.
Yep.
He waited in line for 40 minutes for some chips. Paid like $30 for fucking...
He really is like a Jerry. He's the most, like, Jerry man that I know.
Nah, he's all right.
Yeah, but he's a Jerry. He's the fucking worst. Who waits 40 minutes for chips? A fucking Jerry. That's who. What a pleb. You could go out and get a potato and fucking chop it up.
Make I know. Your
own chips by then.
It would have been cheaper and quicker to go to Coles or Kmart, buy a deep fryer, and fucking cook it ourselves.
Yeah.
Tony's probably gone to go look for our cat.
Yep.
He's probably dead.
He's been in jail twice while you've been away.
Yep.
I had to lock him in the laundry because the cunt wouldn't shut the fuck up.
He fucking goes off, eh?
Yeah.
He just, I've locked him in the laundry a few times too.
Hmm. You can't hear him when you're upstairs. It's great.
Yeah. Eventually, he just shuts the fuck up. Like, when he realizes he's not getting anything out of it, he's like, he just shuts up and stays there.
Yeah.
And you fucking let him out the next morning. Hope he hasn't shit or piss in there.
Yeah. I don't think he did.
No.
Or if he did, Shaz cleaned it up.
On your Shaz.
If not, I would have just let Kojak in to deal with that. To be honest, a couple of times Shaz wasn't here, I just let him in. Like, I'm not skiffing that litter box. I'm just going to let him eat it.
You let my dog eat catch.
Yeah. Well, he does it all the time. It's not going to hurt him. If he was going to die from it, he'd be dead long ago.
Yeah.
He enjoys a good turd. He's a man of many tastes. I think he gets it from you, like the whole shit-eating asshole fetish.
I've never eaten shit. Although I've licked a bum hole and it tasted weird, so maybe, yeah.
You've eaten a bit of shit.
Yeah, bum hole shouldn't taste funny.
No.
Best way to describe it was kind of like Vegemite. I was like, ugh.
Real tang to it, eh?
Mm. I didn't get sick, though, which is like, I've heard stories where people have, like, eaten ass and then gotten salmonella or whatever.
I don't think you get salmonella from eating ass somehow.
No, it's not salmonella, but you're fucking spewing and shitting and stuff like you've got salmonella.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that people get. So if you're going to eat ass, make sure she gives it a good scrub.
Well, much like Vegemite, just make sure it's not spread on thick. You want a light spread.
That's our fucking daily lesson.
Yep.
How to eat ass.
How to eat ass. Yeah, fuck. So, that's about it. It's not much.
You written any jokes?
No, I haven't. Fuck no. I was writing something the other day. I can't remember what the fuck it was. It was pertinent. It was long-winded.
Mm.
And it was probably shit.
Yeah.
Starting early, Tanya. Fuck yeah. Got no work tomorrow.
I wrote some jokes. They're probably terrible.
Oh, you had a week with your own mind away from a screen.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to write the joke about like how marriage teaches you how to just jerk off next to a person who's asleep. I'm like a fucking ninja. But instead of like leaving dead bodies, I just leave stains. I think that one's all right. We'll see how it goes. What about you?
I got like, Shaz made me do, like she wanted to know what my love language was. So she made me fill out this fucking... I didn't fill it out. She just asked me questions while I ignored her. She's like, do you like to give gifts or receive gifts? Do you like to hold hands? And blah, 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 blah. This one.
Fuck, she's
like
into
fucking...
some... just into gay shit, isn't she?
It's fucked. It's so shit. Like,
fucking love language?
If we ever break up, like, I feel sorry for the guy that has to fucking put up with this shit.
You fucking should feel sorry for yourself, cunt.
I do.
I feel sorry for you.
It's fucked. It's fucking so dumb. Love language. What star sign are you? What star sign? Oh, you're a Scorpio, that means... Ah, fuck. But I just wanted to take the piss out of that. Like, my love language would probably be German.
Yeah.
Like, out of any language, just like...
Because you're a Nazi.
Nah, just was that real, like, German's a real fucking hard language. Like,
That or Russian.
Like, that's how I fuck, like, Germans talk. That's how I fuck. I don't fuck like French, like ooh-dee-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. I fuck like, my love language would be pigeon. Like fucking weird. Kind of like normal.
Mm.
You can just make out what's going on, but it's wrong still.
I think your love language would be like Morse code.
Just SOS.
Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. That's it.
Beep, 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 beep.
Imagine trying to get out of a rape by thrusting in Morse code.
What the fuck?
Like a chick is raping you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like you're not into it. Like this is role reversal.
Yeah.
So
it's okay to joke about.
You can't be raped, but it's okay to joke about it.
Yeah.
So you can't say that you're not into it, you know, because of the threat. Like, no means no, but you're afraid to say no. So you just thrust in Morse code.
Oh,
So she subtly gets the hint.
What did I fucking see on Facebook the other week? It was Jack and Jill have 6 drinks between them. Jill goes home with Jack.
That's so old, that fucking meme. Yeah. Jill did not consent because they were both drunk.
Yeah.
No, she raped Jack.
Well, they raped each other.
Yeah, they raped each other.
Yeah. Well, I commented on that, on the thing.
You let them know?
And one of our mutual friends, Dane.
Dane?
Yeah, he wholeheartedly agree. Thanks, Dane.
Yeah, okay. Cheers, Dane. Well, that's what you get for posting on fucking Facebook.
Yep. Yeah.
Your dingus.
Fucking made me reassess my life.
A comment from Dane. That's all it took. Fuck.
Just him agreeing with me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Dane's agreeing with me? Shit.
Yeah. I must be wrong. Yeah.
He's, this fat Dane.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone down a very weird route of, like...
Trying to get pussy.
Yeah, but getting, like, boy pussy. Like, pussy that's turning into a boy. Like, female to male trans pussy. Which is fine. Like...
You got to pick your niches.
If it was round the other way, I'd be quite jealous if it was, like, male to female. I'd be like, damn. I had a dream that Shaz had a dick the other night. It was weird. I was jacking her off in front of you. It's fucking strange. It was like I was asserting some sort of dominance.
I'd watch that. Watch you jerk Shaz off.
You'd watch me jerk Shaz off if she had a dick, but you won't let me finger her in front of you?
Yeah, no, it's
weird.
That's
gay.
I'm afraid of the I'm afraid of the smells. if I could smell something.
If you're afraid of the smell of a vagina, I have news for you.
No, I'm just it'd just be fucking really awkward having to just talk to her if I could smell it. Like if I'm in the same room, you finger and I, and you just smell it and you're like, oh fuck.
That's a nice excuse.
How do I get out of this? Like, you don't want to be in the room with a bad smell, do you?
Why are you assuming that Shaz's pussy smells bad?
I'm not assuming that. I'm just saying if. I don't want to run the risk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just in case.
It's okay. It's only smells. Well, you have to be made. Yeah. It's just a game. But yeah, Dane's going down the trans route because he's got nothing to do with his life. I think it's like... I think it's like fucking, like, you know how some people get to like their mid-30s and they're like, they've got nothing going on. They're working like the same 9-to-5 fucking office job and they're just like, fuck, I need something to support, like a football team or like a fucking political correctness, like trans rights. Like, that's what I'm going for now. Like, they need a uniform to wear.
He's in his early 20s. But he might as well be in his mid-40s.
Well, in Dane years.
He's already halfway through his lifetime.
Yeah. You're not going to live long if you're fucking, like, as wide as you are tall.
Yeah.
He's dropping a few kilos,
is
though.
Is he?
Yeah, he's lost some weight. I think it's all that trans pussy. Yeah. She got him fucking jogging.
Really?
She's got him doing the colour run.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. He's got him doing the colour run?
Yeah.
She's got a pussy, but he.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's got him out running.
So he gets... So does she, like, hit him with a strap on?
No, I don't know if they fuck, to be honest. Like, I can't imagine Dane fucking.
Don't want to.
He would probably fuck Dane if it was going to go down, if they were going to fuck. I think Dane would be the one getting fucked.
Yeah. I haven't seen photos online.
Of Dane's cock?
Of
this man of can Dane. Clearly not fuck.
Yeah.
Look at his little pecorino. There's no way it's fucking...
How long do you reckon it's been since he's seen his own cock?
A long time, yeah.
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 If ever.
I'd say when he was younger, he certainly would have seen it.
Maybe. That's a big man. He was always fat.
No, even back in the day. He's born fat.
Yeah, they are. You have fat babies.
Like chubby babies, but like...
Yeah.
Not to the point that they can't see their own cock. Like, when they're a fucking two-year-old running around.
But you're not making memories at that point. He very well might not have ever seen his cock properly without the use of... Oh, someone's knocking at the door.
It's the stupid cat.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to go... No, don't let him in, Tanya, because he's going to go off. You fucking go sit outside with him.
Let him in. Let him go off. I'll fucking smash him.
You'll fuck my cat.
I put my finger in your cat's ass last night.
He was walking in front of you and he just poked his butthole.
Yeah.
He freaked out.
It's establishing dominance. I didn't put my finger in. I just tapped the outside. Just a little poke.
Someone taps the outside of your asshole, you freak out.
No, you push back.
I don't care. Well, if you know it's coming, yeah.
Fuck that cat.
Give him a fucking good pat on the head.
No wonder he's fucking got brain damage.
He loves it. See, if he didn't like it, he'd walk away right now.
That's true. He does. He's sitting there copping it.
Yeah, he just fucking likes it. He likes a good head pat. This is for our audio listeners, I just hit my cat, like, not hard, just like lightly on the top of the head.
Mitch just abused that animal. Can we get a picture of his asshole for the fucking cover photo for this episode?
Yeah, I think that'll work. He's barked.
He almost did it, like, yeah. Oh, I'll get him. That was close. Show me your asshole, cat. We need it for production.
Sit down now. He doesn't want to show you.
Motherfucker.
Usually he just like, hey.
Well, he won't show his asshole to me anymore because I've established dominance. And he knows not to do it.
It's crazy, actually. Yeah. He won't fucking put his asshole in your direction anymore. No, and when I tried to do it just then, he sat down. Yeah. Like, nah, he's going to stick up.
Yeah. God, what was that?
Was that? It sounded like he coughed.
No, I think
we
got the...
Yeah. Oh. It was like... Yeah, he's a fucking weird cat. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Dane. So... Yeah. Because wasn't he with... He was with that, like, the disabled girl before that, wasn't he?
I don't know. Let's not rag on Dane too much. He's got his own issues. And no one knows who the fuck Dane is.
Not even Dane.
No. He's still figuring that out. Especially not Dane.
I hope he never listens to this. That'd be awkward.
Nah, he never will.
Yeah, no, we're not his demographic.
No, we're certainly not. Just can't nail that trans audience.
Yeah.
Which I totally would, given the chance. With my dick.
I can't believe you've never, like, you haven't been over to Thailand or Vietnam to fuck a tranny yet.
Why would... don't use that word.
Sorry.
Oh, unbelievable.
They use the fucking term.
That was a bit I was going to write. Like, just like Australians like to shorten things. Like,
yeah.
That's just part of our culture. But, like, in shortening it, it turns into a slur.
Yeah.
But it's like, we don't mean it. We're just lazy. But like Aboriginal. Like, if you shorten that word one way, then they're just the originals. They're like the OGs. Like, that.
That is really good.
But if you shorten it the other way, call them Abos, everyone fucking gets upset.
Yeah. Well.
So it's like, I'm just shortening the fucking word. I'm lazy. It's not out of hatred. Just fucking lazy cunt.
Yeah.
That's why we call all our mates fucking, like, Damien, Damo.
Yeah.
Steven. Steve-o. Fucking...
Dave. List. Dave-o. Yeah, he's not really shortening it, but we just add the O anyway. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Actually making it longer. Add a little half syllable in there.
Yeah. See how he just put his ass in your face, Tanya? If you put your finger in his butt, he won't do that anymore.
Has he gotten fatter?
No.
He looks like he's gotten fatter.
We say the same thing about you, Mitchell. Every time we see you.
I have gotten fatter.
You've just been eating all the fucking sweet pastries from that fucking dude at the caravan.
No, I might have lost weight because I was doing stuff while I was off camping.
Yep.
In between, like, our sessions of, like, Zelda. Fuck, that's a good game.
Yeah.
Our Breath of the Wild. Fuck, finally got
around. Did you clear all the shrines, mate?
No.
Well, fucking, you had a week.
Look, I only just got up. I did the, we were talking, do some game talk now, but I did what you did.
This is a gaming podcast now.
I did what you did, which was the hardest boss first. And it's like that first fucking temple, the Gerudo temple, is a kind of a thing.
I think I did the water boss first.
Water boss is easy.
Yeah, I think I did that one first.
No, it took me for fucking ever just to get in there. It was a good, like, 5 hours of gameplay before I beat the first boss. And I was like, oh, wow, like, this is going to be a really
long...
Is
that the puzzle one where the rooms turn upside down and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured that one would slow you up a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta use...
No, the thing that slowed me was finding that fucking second ball.
Yeah.
It was a fucking kind of a thing. You know where it was?
I haven't played it in ages, have I?
Fucking right next to the elevator.
Yeah.
As you go up.
Yeah. Just missed it on my way in.
It's like notorious on the internet as well, because I was like, I can't fucking find this thing. And no one on the internet could tell me where it was either. Like, oh, it's in the first fucking room. I'm like, no, I've been there.
For answers to play Zelda. It's a kid's game. You shouldn't need the internet.
Well, that is that one fucking level is the equivalent to the water temple in Ocarina of Time.
It is not. That's fucking easy as shit. That game was not a challenge in at any part. I was like, this is fucking easy as fuck.
Finding that fucking second ball was a challenge.
Go do the Shadow Temple in fucking in the Nintendo 64 one, where it's like no clues, no nothing. You just have to throw a bomb in like a certain corner of a room. And it doesn't tell you any way to do that. And there's like a key under there and you need the key to get through the fucking next door.
Yeah.
And nowhere, like, without looking it up, you'll never fucking find it unless you know to throw a bomb in this corner.
Yeah.
Because it's all shitty old graphics and it's supposed to be like a pile of rubble that's supposed to look like blow upable.
Yeah.
Nah.
But it doesn't.
Kind of a game.
Because the whole thing's a fucking shadow.
Yeah.
And you're looking through a magnifying glass, the whole fucking thing. I remember it was a cunt.
Yeah. All right. That's a bit of gaming content for you. You fucking nerds.
Oh. Fucking. Stayed at this park, right? Stayed at this particular park because there was a whole bunch of like stuff to do there for the kids.
Yeah.
Fucking kids didn't do anything. They just sat around on their iPads the whole time.
Fuck yeah. You know where else you can do that? At home.
Yeah.
You don't have to go camping.
Yeah. Fucking annoying the shit out of us.
Fuck, man.
Fucking make a noise. Oh, man.
If I go camping, I want to do two things. Light a fire and drugs.
Mm.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't light a fire, and it got weird when we did drugs, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Was there any other, like, any good stories? Anything fucking weird happened?
No. Natalie actually hugged me first. She came around someone else to hug me, which is crazy.
Yeah.
We went the first 4 years of Tanya and I's relationship without her sister even acknowledging me in any way, shape, or form, that I was even in the room, the same room as her. It was so fucking awkward.
She's like, you're fat enough now. You're not a threat anymore.
I wasn't fat when I first got with Tanya, though. Here he comes. Django, I will fucking lock you in the laundry.
Don't give him what he wants. This is why he's got issues.
I did teach him how to open the door. Did you notice that?
Yep, I noticed that. You taught him exactly how you would teach him because that cat still can't fucking open that door. So, like, everything you do, it's half-assed, and it's just annoying.
No, no, he can get out. He can't get in yet. He can get out, though, which is annoying when you don't lock the door, like, close the door at night, and you're like, oh, yeah, fucking cat's in for the night.
He can sort of get out. It's fucking funny when it gets his tail, though, on the way out.
That's why he doesn't like doing it.
Yeah.
He'll do it if he's fucking desperate.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's a fucking little... But, yeah. That was weird.
Mm.
And, the twins fucking hate me. Like, I was the threat every time they were fucking up. Like, I just, oi, what are you doing? And they, like, just shut up. Just stare at me.
How old are they? They're, like, running around and shit.
Yeah. And then, like, I was, like, playing around with one of them, like, trying to joke. And she just started crying. Just, like, hysterics, like. Bawling her eyes out.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
those kids have been taught well.
Yeah, like good judge of character.
That weird fucking uncle that's probably going to molest me. I better cry.
Wow.
Just in case.
Well, fuck you.
This man looks like he fucks kids. I'm scared.
No, I look like I cut off women's heads and fuck the heads.
You look like Mike Pichetti. He looks so much like Mike Pichetti.
Maybe that needs to be the so fucking funny. Cover.
Oh, what about the did you see the one I posted the other day of you and your raft days?
No.
Oh fuck, so good.
What?
Because you know
you take photos of me.
No, back in your raft days, you were like pretty fit, like doing push-ups and shit. We might just use this as the cover photo. That was back when you could do one-arm pull-ups. Which I still don't believe you ever did.
I could.
Nah, Bullshit.
I definitely could.
I'll believe it when I see it, cunt.
Yeah, not anymore. I'm not fucking lifting.
I can pull one arm up to my mouth to feed myself.
That's a feat for some people.
Just you sitting out on the fucking balcony on New Year's eating cake, like with the plate balanced on your stomach. You're a fucking fat cunt. this is bad.
Yeah. I've definitely got to do something about my weight.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to end up dating a female to male cutie going on the colour run.
Getting involved in pyramid schemes.
What? That's Shaz. Shaz's deal.
That was Dane too. But
oh, yeah. He did do pyramid schemes. Yeah. My, Vaughn. His girlfriend is in, like, selling fucking, like, juice plus, like, nutrient berries and shit.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess he's on the phone to her the other day.
Oh, yes.
Sign me up.
Sign me up.
Another fucking pyramid scheme. Oh, it's multi-level marketing. Multi-level marketing is a reverse funnel system. No, it's a pyramid.
Yeah.
Turn that funnel upside down.
What happens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking so fucking dumb.
Chaz, stop it.
Stop with the pyramid schemes.
Just fucking get a job. Like a normal job.
Yeah.
Just gotta you make so much more money.
Gotta have a side hustle. Just fucking
get a hobby.
Sell drugs.
Yeah.
At least that works.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Shaz became like a mad like fucking drug dealer? Became like one of those sassy black lady drug dealers like over in the States, buying herself leopard print dresses and calling everyone. What do black ladies call people? Never mind. I missed a bit.
We've got to fill in time, so
Keep rambling.
Yeah.
She just fucking starts slapping you around. Just keeping her pimp hands strong.
Yep.
Just let me keep going.
At least she'd be making money.
Why don't we just fucking get her to start growing weed, and then she just gives us the money to grow the weed because she likes. Well, it's pretty much a pyramid scheme, where she takes all the risk, and we get all. And she'd probably be up for the idea.
I can never grow weed because as soon as I start growing weed, I'm just gonna start smoking it all.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be an issue.
Yeah,
I know it's gonna be an issue.
Yeah,
that's why I can't be around that shit.
Oh man, lasts fucking ages in my place. Even just a 20.
Yeah, because you're a pussy.
No, it's because I smoke it straight. Yeah. I don't spin it. So it's hard to smoke. You're like, if you've got a 20-minute coughing session in between every toke.
I don't choke when I smoke green weed. Don't know why.
Yeah, all right.
Hmm.
Lucky you.
I do weak the fuck out, though. Pretty goddamn bad.
Yeah.
Can't do that shit anymore.
Nah, the time I fucking just got stoned here on my own and listened to two Tool albums.
Mm.
It was fucking great. It was a good time.
So we're doing Australia Day here?
Yep.
So it's on?
Yeah, it's on.
You're going to have to convince some people to come around then.
Mm, yeah.
Why don't we open it up to the comedians?
Ooh. That is a good idea.
Yeah. No one will come because it's at Tanilba Bay.
Yeah.
This might actually be the first plug for an event we might be able to get out on time before the event actually occurs.
Yeah.
So we're always like, oh yeah, go check this out. When's it on? Tomorrow. When's this coming out? A week later. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What date's Australia Day?
28th. The public holiday is the 28th, but it's on the 27th.
Do you celebrate Australia Day? The pussy day or the real day?
We'll do it on the pussy day. We'll do it on the real day. So we've got the pussy day to
pussy around, being hungover and frapped out.
Yeah, no, that'd be good. I'll chuck it in the chat. Be like, hey,
if anyone wants to come around and fix stuff around my house, you can house sit for me.
Yeah, no, that'd be good.
If anyone wants to do a podcast. We can't because the office is full of shit. There's no room in there. What are you going to do about that if people want to crash? There's fucking so much shit in there.
That's not, like, all that junk is not my junk, by the way.
Whose junk is it?
Well, if it's not my junk, it must be the cat's junk. Uh-huh. Because it couldn't ever be Tanya's junk.
I'd laugh if Tanya just started throwing shit in the bin right now. So I'm like, well, if it ain't mine.
She's giving me the fucking dirtiest look right now.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
She's going to start throwing Tanya, shit I'm joking. Out on the front
fucking
lawn.
Settle down. Settle down. She's going to come out here and be like, this is yours. This is yours. This is yours. Yeah, it's all me tools. Yeah. Don't fucking. Don't be putting me fucking tools.
Trigger me timbers.
Yeah.
So how's getting married? What's that like?
You get real good at jerking off next to people who are asleep. That's about it.
Yeah, because they don't help you out with it or anything.
Well, sometimes if I wake you up for that sort of stuff, you get upset, so.
Yeah, you got to return the favour.
All right, fair enough. I'll keep that in mind next time. You're dead asleep. I'll just start fingering your butthole.
Got a fap of the week?
Nah, got a couple of good hand jobs. Made a mess.
Made a mess in the tent?
Yeah.
Good shit.
Thanks, Tanya.
And didn't return the favour?
Nah, because you're too fucking noisy. Will. What's honey Yaya doing? Yeah. Why is she breathing so heavy?
I assume you took socks camping.
I didn't actually. I wore thongs the whole time. I got a fucking sweet foot.
Oh, you would have even had clean socks then.
Yeah.
Just do a Tyler. Just take the panties off and stuff them in a mouth.
I wonder if that's going to get edited out.
And that's why we love Tyler. He might leave it in. He might not. We'll find out. All right. That's a fucking hour.
Yeah.
That's enough of this shit.
Yeah.
Welcome back. New year.
Yep.
We're going to get more guests on.
Oh, have you got a New Year's resolution? That was something I...
It's the same every year. Just don't shit your pants.
Yeah. How long did it take you to break it last year?
Not long.
It's a few weeks.
It was Australia Day.
It was Australia Day you broke it. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Because of all those fucking... All that drank. All that shit I was drinking. It was like fucking... What was it? I don't know. Anyway... I drank a lot and then I shat myself.
Yeah, I haven't got one.
Yep.
So, yeah.
You don't need a New Year's resolution. You need a New Year's intervention.
Yes.
If anyone wants to come give Mitch an intervention on Australia Day, just come out to Tanilba Bay.
We'll you've got an addiction to food and bad jokes.
And being a lazy cunt who doesn't fix his shower.
Yeah. I'll do that on Australia Day. Let's get high on fucking pingers and just fix my shower. You walk in there and it's all fucked.
Maybe you should fix your house so that you can relax on Australia Day and have a nice time. But anyway.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It.
All right. That'll do. Stay tuned for another year of this garbage.
Yep.
Well, I love you.